Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, welcome back, welcome back. I think I might be recording this podcast a little late today. It's 4:30 p.m. God, normally I'm rattling around at 4:30 a.m. recording the show around 8 in the morning, but day got away, man. Day got away, but you know what they say, better late than never. It's your boy, Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com, back with another motivational podcast to inspire, motivate, and empower you to get after it in a big, big way and monetize what it is that you love to do. Say, hey, no thank you to the negative know-it-alls going nowhere. You're going to get judged. You're going to get made fun of. You're going to get mocked and ridiculed. But you know what you're going to leave? You're going to leave that group that you're in right now that's holding you back. And you're going to leave a legacy. That's right. You're going to leave a freaking amazing legacy. So a couple days ago, I did the Invisalign podcast talking about a minor shift in Sammy Boy's chiclets and how they're all kind of lining up right now. I say that, and it's going to be about another year and a half, I think, of this dental torture. Just put the new tray in today. So if I sound like Chevy Chase and Fletch when he puts the fake teeth in, if you've never seen Fletch, the movie with Chevy Chase, please watch it. There was something about, this has nothing to do with today's show, there was something about the 80s and the comedies that came out of the 80s. First, Animal House got us into the 80s. Saturday Night Live was going around the mid-70s into the 80s. And then you caught Caddyshack and Stripes and Beverly Hills Cop and 48 Hours. Man, it was just, why was there so, there's so many great comedies in the 80s? Are there any great comedies now? Let me know, man. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, or on Instagram, at Every Day is Saturday. Is there a good comedy, like laugh out loud, hilarious, grab your stomach, bending over kind of comedy like there was in the 80s of those movies I just mentioned? Let me know. I'd love to know. But Chevy Chase and Fletch, that was actually pretty funny. And, of course, Christmas Vacation, one of the best. A minor shift. And then I was thinking about, okay, so we were talking about Invisalign. And I remember when my daughter Madeline first got braces back in 2012, first I was just completely shocked by the cost. It was over $7,000, and even more shocked that I had no dental insurance. So that's a bad time to find out you don't have dental coverage. But I don't know many dental plans that cover orthodontics, by the way. Maybe $1,000, but that's an all-cash business, man. Wow, you talk about passive income. You put about $2,000 down, and then they hit you for a couple hundred bucks a month every month. Imagine having like 1,000 people paying you $200 a month every month. You know what that would be like? That'd be like $200,000 a month, passive. You know, you're just coming in at what, every now and again. You just adjust here, adjust there. Now, think about this, though. I'm in the orthodontics office. I'd never been in one before, so I got a little bit of sticker shock. And then once I got over to that, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm looking at his diplomas. And he went to Ohio State. Then he went to Ohio State Dental School. And very well. I mean, look, the guy, I'm not going to use his name because I'm not even here to talk about him necessarily. Just a very accomplished individual. Very accomplished. You know, he had all the credentials. I'm thinking, man, think about the amount of time he must have spent in a classroom and then studying that he gave his life for. I mean, gave his life to this profession, as anybody in the medical profession will tell you they'll do. And then all the, you know, investment that he had to make in an office and equipment. I mean, it's got to be, what are we talking, guys? Anyone been to medical school? You're out probably $300,000, right? And you go to college for 4 years, med school for three. You got your resident, your fellow, before you're even able to practice. You got to be late 20s, early 30s before you can go out on your own, true? So that's 12 years after high school. And then you got to invest all that money. You got all that student loan debt most of the time, unless mommy and daddy were doctors and they got a lot of money and footed the bill for you. But let's just say you borrowed $300,000. I mean, that's a lot of pressure. And I thought how freaking lucky I was to be in his office and thinking, you know, I'm trying to say this the right way, that I was doing pretty well financially, and I didn't have any of that. I just didn't. I mean, I didn't have a college degree. I had 20 college credits, most of which were gym and health class. I don't have any diplomas that I could put. I mean, I got my high school diploma from Bradford High. Class of 86. Woo! Go Owls, you know? Can't do that, though. Like, people say, hey, where'd you go to school? What do I say? Bradford High, you know? Hey, where'd you go to school? At Bradford High. Where'd you go? Duke, Harvard. Yeah, okay, cool. So I don't really have any of that going on for me, but yet I was able to build a pretty good life, you know? Quality of life, quality of life. I don't, I'm not even comparing bank accounts. It's not important. What's important is that I was operating in a space of so much gratitude. So I was looking at the wall. I'm looking at all his diplomas. I'm looking at this bill, $7,200, $7,300 in front of me, something like that, thinking, damn it. Oh, that's a lot of money. And I'm thinking so freaking happy that I even got a fighting chance of paying this bill off, you know? Like, I'm in the game, man. I can buy my kids braces. Think about that. My daughter's teeth, she's desperately in need of braces. Anyone will tell you, if you have daughters, I don't know what having a son is like, you can tell me, but I know my daughters are very conscientious about their smile, their looks, especially in their teenage years. And I was able to give her confidence because I had money and because I was free, you know? And if I had time, I knew I could make money. See, if you have time, you can make money. And I thought of all the hours that this orthodontist put in. He's making probably $1 million a year. I don't know. I'm sure he's doing really, really well. And God love him. He earned every freaking dime of it. I don't begrudge him one penny. But I took a different path. And maybe you did too. Like, maybe you didn't go to medical school, or maybe you didn't go to law school, or maybe you don't have your master's or your doctorate. But maybe you're doing pretty good. But then I would ask you, do you have the freedom? Because this dude probably loves what he does, okay? But I'm just using him as an example. That office opened at 7 a.m. 7 a.m. they took their first appointment. It didn't close till at least 7 p.m. That's 12 hours a day every day, 5 days a week. 5 days a week. You better love what you do. And that's so many people in the world right now. They're going to a job. You might be making a lot of money. Look, people that book their call and I talk to them, there's some people making $500,000, $750,000, $800,000 a year. They're not too happy though, because they lack the one F word, man. They lack fulfillment, and they want that fulfillment. They want to know their life mattered and it stood for something. And I'm not saying that the orthodontist life didn't matter. It didn't stand for something. He gave my daughter her smile back, you know, because of his amazing, amazing skill set. That's an amazing skill set. I don't care what you do. Dentist, an orthodontist. I mean, dentist working upside down within a millimeter of, you know, sending you through the roof when they hit a wrong nerve or something. I mean, just thinking about it gives me the heebie-jeebs, you know? So I don't begrudge any of that. I'm just saying you can pick up a very specialized skill set on YouTube, on, I don't know, any training ground. I always use YouTube because I love the videos, you know? And you can take that skill set, you can share it with the world, and you can make high six figures. Whether you want to teach people how to gain muscle, lose weight, paint a house, go running, I don't know, motivate them, inspire them, teach them to be better leaders, business people, whatever it is. You could be making $700,000, $800,000, $900,000 a year. It's just a decimal. It's just a comma. You know, and we don't even talk about money on this show, but I'm talking about it today. Let's call it Money Monday today. Money Monday. That's what I'm going to talk. I'm going to title this podcast Money Monday. But in all seriousness, even if you didn't go to college, don't beat yourself up, man. Maybe you don't have Hollywood, you know, movie star good looks. Maybe you weren't born that trust fund baby. But you know what? Your best days, they haven't even happened yet. Do you believe that? I believe it. I mean, I know it's too, because people I work with every day, I see it every day, start from nothing and create something amazing. I'd love to talk to you about what you got going on, mastermind with you, create your movement. Book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. We'll chat it up, man. Chat it up. See if there's something there that we can build on. But boy, don't ever sell yourself short. Maybe you don't have, can you tell I'm talking with this Invisalign tray in my mouth? I've made about 10 different gaffes. But maybe you don't have the college degree and all these different things, the bells and whistles. But you got something, man. Everybody's got something. Let's leave it with that. I'm going to change the title of the podcast again. Everybody's got something. We're not going to call it Money Monday. We're going to call Everybody's Got Something. I like that title. Do you like that title? I like that title. So let's get after it this week, okay? It's a new week. It's a new day. It's the last week of September, the ninth month of 2019. It's over. It's over. We're heading into the last quarter. Man, let's get it jacked up so we can start 2020 and freaking crush it. All right? So everybody's got something, and that's a good thing. You got it. And let's explore what it is, man. How can you get that specialized knowledge? I don't care if it's teaching somebody how to, you know, fix a car radio. It doesn't matter. You got something. Everybody's got something. That's powerful. Let's end it with that one, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.